This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli troops Thursday have launched a brief ground raid into Gaza ahead of an expected wider incursion. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The brief raid into northern Gaza struck several targets in order to prepare the battlefield for the expected upcoming ground incursion. It came after the UN warned it is on the verge of running out of fuel in the Gaza Strip, forcing it to sharply curtail relief efforts in the territory. The result will worsen an already devastating humanitarian situation. Gaza has been pummeled by constant Israeli airstrikes since a Hamas attack on southern Israel ignited the siege earlier this month. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden expressed his support Wednesday for what now seems like a distant goal, the long-sought U.S. wish for a separate autonomous state for Israel and Palestine. Biden said at a White House news conference that aspirations of Palestinians cannot be ignored. Israelis and Palestinians have equally deserved to live side by side in safety, dignity, and peace.
When this crisis is over, there has to be a vision of what comes next. And in our view, it has to be a two-state solution. It means a concentrated effort for all the parties, Israelis, Palestinians, regional partners, global leaders, to put us on a path toward peace.
The Kyiv-based Barva Invest consultancy said Thursday leaders in Ukraine had suspended the use of their new Black Sea grain corridor due to what they see as a military risk. The consultancy, which helps Ukraine with agricultural exports, said in a statement on the Telegram messaging app, "We would like to inform you of a temporary suspension of vessel traffic to and from the ports in Ukraine. The current ban is in force as of October 26, but it's possibly extended." Ukrainian officials were not immediately available for comment. This is VOA News. Authorities in the U.S. northeastern state of Maine say a mass shooting in the city of Lewiston Wednesday left at least 16 people dead, while the main suspect remains at large. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
Authorities said the shootings took place shortly before 7 p.m. local time at a bar and a bowling alley. And as of midnight, the gunman was still on the run. In a news briefing, the state's public safety commissioner, Mike Soschuk, identified a person of interest, but stopped short of calling the man a suspect.
Police are currently searching for Robert R. Card, 4-4 of 1983 of Bowling. Card is considered armed and dangerous. He is a person of interest, however, and that's what we'll label him at moving forward until that changes.
The White House said President Joe Biden spoke with Maine Governor Janet Mills by phone and offered full federal support in what he called a horrific attack.
That's Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reporting. During an official visit to the U.S. this week, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced a $1.25 billion plan to mine and process critical minerals used in alternative energy technologies. Reporting for VOA in Sydney, Phil Mercer has more.
The funding plan announced in Washington by Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will help to provide low-interest loans to mining and processing companies in partnership with U.S. investors. Critical minerals include lithium, cobalt, manganese, and rare earths. These minerals are used in cell phones, batteries, wind turbines, solar panels, and parts for electric vehicles. They're also needed for defense technology. Australia has large reserves of many of the minerals. Canberra and Washington want to reduce the market dominance of China, which has had a near monopoly in the sector. Australian officials have stressed that a sustainable and reliable supply of critical minerals is vital to supporting the Australian and United States manufacturing sectors. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced Thursday Britain will set up the world's first Artificial Intelligence Safety Institute ahead of a global summit on artificial intelligence next week. Sunak told a news conference the institute will examine, evaluate, and test new types of artificial intelligence to understand capabilities and risks to each new model. Sunak told reporters a report commissioned by his government suggested there was a possibility humanity could lose control of artificial intelligence in extreme cases. Next week's meeting in London will include representatives of AI companies, political leaders, and experts. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and Google DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis are on the guest list. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.